The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station on a hump day. Did we agree Did we agree we're not doing that anymore?
We're bringing it back. It's too fun. I like it.
Hump day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you for waking up with us. All right, first talk back of the day.
Hey guys, it's Edgar without the haircut. Graham, did you catch that Warriors game last night? What a win. You know, I'm trying to check the standings. Maybe you could help me out. My phone wasn't working, but what place are the Warriors in? And what horrible team is in 10th? I wanted to check it out, but I couldn't find it. So who's in 10th place, Graham? Let me know.
Guess what? You suck!
Is it your...
Yeah, Sacramento Kings are right there in 10th place. And all I got to say to you, Warrior fans, is you better thank your lucky stars that Jimmy Butler came into town and saved your butts, because you guys were middling around 500. Draymond couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He couldn't hit the ocean from a boat with a basketball. And all of a sudden, Jimmy Butler comes into town, and look at the Warriors, totally revived. I think they're like 19-5 since he came to town. So, Warriors fans, you all better be wearing Jimmy Butler jerseys all the way into the playoffs, because that dude saved your guys. But
I haven't been watching, but okay.
How do you feel about your team, Graham?
They're not that good. I don't know. They traded away De'Aaron Fox. He was the best player. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're doing this season. They fired the coach. They traded away their best player.
Are you hopeful? Yeah, I think is what she wants to ask.
What do you expect? Probably am not. I hopeful? What? They're in 10th place.
They can make it into, I don't know.
I guess that's a no.
There's like six or seven games left in the season. They can make it into the NBA playoffs as the play-in tournament. They can be a play-in team. But do I think they're going to make a run to win a championship? Of course not. Let me just also point out that, yes, the Warriors moved up in the standings, but there's still something like 19 games back of first place. So let's not, not go anointing them some. But hopefully they make a run this year.
Right. I hope so. Jess, I know you've tried the paper cups
For
the
Starbucks.
Yeah, yes. For the ice drinks. Graham, have you had one yet?
I have not.
They put your ice drink in there. So I finally had one.
Okay, what do you think?
Jess, you made it seem like it was the worst thing ever. Okay, I went to a Starbucks in Target, first of all. So they give me, I see him like write my order or write my name or whatever on a paper cup. And the first thing I do is like, oh, no, I said ice. He's like, yeah.
You this idiot. Is like the new
I
way.
Know. Yeah. Don't you think I know what I'm doing? Yeah. Like,
shut up and let me do my job, man.
So then he gives me my drink. And at first it is kind of weird because you're used to a plastic cup. But honestly, I kind of like it more. But I don't know. But I don't know if it's because maybe Target does it differently, but I felt like my drink stayed cold forever. And even when I was done with my drink, There was still ice in there. I don't know if they're using some type of different ice, but then yesterday I went to a different Starb's.
Okay.
Give me the plastic cup. It melted so fast, so watery, ice melted down.
Really?
So it's like, I don't know if the paper ones are keeping it colder or if there was special ice at the Target one.
Well, water freezes at the same temperature here as it does there at your Starbucks.
But I think it was it seemed like softer. I think they have like soft ice there.
Oh,
so I don't know if it was different.
Pebble ice? Oh, I like that one.
Anyway, okay, well, maybe the paper cup does have a more insulating factor than your plastic cup. I don't know. Does it keep it cold longer? I'm going to have to get the JV Show research department on that to run a couple experiments. And we'll have to have a control group, of course, and then a double blind study. And then, you have to have a hypothesis, of course, that the ice melts faster. A lot of different thermometers, of course, to measure the temperatures.
That's what I was thinking.
In varying conditions, rainy weather, sunny weather, as we get spring into summer. And then we'll get a full report back to you by 2027, probably the end of 2027, we'll have a report back for you. Okay.
But so far, I like my paper cup experience.
So you were fine with it, because when we first talked about it, you ladies were like, oh my God, no, I want to hear that the ice shaking in that plastic cup. It's not the same. Then I want to throw it into a landfill and cackle as it stays there for the next 1,200 years.
And trap turtles in it.
Right.
It's because there's just something about being able to see your drink in the cup that makes it.
You get over that fast, though. I like the paper cup. My experience was really good.
Okay. Also, I think one of the overlooked things about this change, not only is it more sustainable, right? We stop putting single-use plastic into a landfill. The more that you guys read about the amount of microplastics and things that are getting into your bodies, aren't you more and more terrified of just plastic products in general?
Yeah, then there's that.
It just feels like, how do we even avoid it at this point?
I still think when they look, and it's tough too, because plastic is obviously, everything's made out of plastic. Mm-hmm. But I think when we look back, 100 years from now and study what was going of why did this, part of human society just go off the rails and have more mental health problems and all sorts of stuff, I think they're going to...
Microplastics.
I don't know if it's necessarily microplastics, but plastics in general, exposure to the different chemicals in plastics, you know, as you're eating, and drinking foods that have been heated up in plastic, they're seeing chemicals leach out of the plastic into your food. And then, of course, yeah, microplastics. They said getting rid of just drinking bottled water can cut your the amount of microplastics you ingest in a year, like, massively. So if you're still drinking bottled water out of a plastic bottle, you might want to rethink that.
Yeah, to stop drinking water like yours truly.
Just avoid it altogether. Yeah, like Selena.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. All right, something we do every Wednesday. It is our cool or not list. Can I go first?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cool or not, the way Jess awkwardly explained nap bread on our Wild Thoughts podcast
awkward was the best way
it
to
made me, not many things make me
it.
Uncomfortable, I think, when it comes to that type of stuff, but like seeing you uncomfortable makes me really uncomfortable.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Again, that, you know, you have to be a sicko and over 18 if you want to check that.
Maybe
that
over
out.
31.
Yeah, yeah. Why not 40? We're not even old enough, Graham and I, to listen to this.
It's disgusting.
Filth. We're only 26 and a half, 27.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? Well, obviously, cool. Giants home opener is on Friday. That part, cool. One of the most fun days in the city to be out pre-gaming at the bars and whatnot. But cool or not, I don't get to go to the game this year, just to the pre-game.
Why?
Womp,
not?
Womp.
Not cool.
My wife is on a business trip right now in Chile, and she gets back not in time on Friday. So I am on the hook for kid pickup from school and whatnot. So I can't stay for the game because I got to be back to pick my dang kids up from school.
Oh, that kills everything.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Fun ruiner. It's only my favorite day of the year.
Hear me out. Hear me
Giants
out.
Opening
hear me
day.
Out. Because you're a cool dad.
Okay, I'm listening.
They skip school that day.
Yeah.
They Talk come with you to work, okay? Uh-huh. And they just, like, color, do whatever kids do in the corner for a few hours.
Okay, yeah, sounds awful.
And then, after the show, you take them, to the bars and then to the game.
Yeah!
I gotta bring my kids to the bars.
Well, they can sit outside. You tie them to, like, a post or whatever, right?
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, that part's a good idea. Yeah, just get, like, a leash. Just, like, leave them with that. You know, people
with
that leave their dog out front.
Or Jess offered to babysit while you hit the bars, and then you take them to the game.
Now that's a good idea. Jess could take care of them and, like,
I'm not
do some arts and crafts with them for, like, I don't know, like,
Jess
5 or 6 hours.
Arts and crafts. Jess is a big kid.
And then I'll come back.
Thanks. Actually, I am.
And then if you could drive us back after that, that'd be great. Because I'm dad's going to have a couple
Dad'll be
couple
blacked
pops
out.
There down at the bar.
See?
Yeah, so good idea, you
babysitter
guys.
Babysitter and DD. Oof. That's going to be expensive. And on a Friday, oof, Graham, I don't know if you can afford it.
I don't know if you checked your full job description when you took this job, but that's right there in the fine print.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got to look.
Very cool.
All right, I'll look out for everybody. Selena, are you going to join? Jess, you guys going to join at least the pregame before Giants opening day?
I can't.
What?
Why not?
I have to go to the gym.
Not cool,
are you
dude. Not cool.
Yeah. You said weekends where you're... like
Yeah,
you're
Fridays
exact-
are cheat days.
I said Friday afternoons.
It
after
would be.
After I go to the gym.
Okay, so you go to the gym, then meet us back here.
I have kids, too.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not
Jess,
gonna work.
A couple drinks pregame before the Giants home opener.
I'm here for it.
Okay,
cool.
At least we have one real one left on the show.
Hey, we have to convince Selena, though. It's going to happen. We have a few days. Come
you
on,
guys,
Selena.
I am committed to my workouts.
Yeah, you can
so
still
am
work
I.
out.
I've been smashing the gym every single
but it's
day.
It's like a personal training thing. I have to be there. I can't just be
bring
like,
bring her
not-
too. We'll do squats at the bar.
No, we will not.
Have you ever missed one of these training sessions before?
Yes, and I feel like I'm only allowed to miss like one a week, and I've already used that.
Oh my
God. So I can't.
Well, don't come to the airwaves and say, I'm taking my gym so seriously.
I
can't miss a day. But then you've already missed days before.
What
so
was the reason?
I had to go with my husband to urgent care. Just get off my back.
Okay, that's a good reason.
Dang.
Well, maybe you should work out today and tomorrow. And then that way, Friday is a free day.
My classes are scheduled. There's other people in these classes. They don't just move them for me.
There are other ways to work out.
I'm not going to a gym by myself. No. Anyways, can't go. Sorry. Next cool or not.
Cool or not. Okay. Cool or not being asked to tip when buying a snack on a flight.
Not
I didn't
cool.
even know this was a thing until I saw somebody Tip complaining who? About it online, like the
flight attendant.
Yeah, I forgot what they were
no.
called. So apparently somebody took to the internet. They were very annoyed. They were like, I can't believe I was even asked to tip on a flight. But apparently she ended up just clicking on one of them because she was like so shocked that they were actually even asking for a tip. I have never even seen this, but I don't order that many things on flights. Have you guys seen this?
I think it's a thing. If you ordered a meal or something, they bring and it's not included in your flight, and they bring around that little touchscreen yeah. thing and you give them your card, and I think you can...
There's a tip option.
I believe there could be a tip option there. What about, like, when they're making you when you're buying a cocktail on a flight? Should you tip them then? Because it's like they're a bartender all of a sudden.
Theoretically, sure, but I'm not going to.
I think I'd be more likely to tip for a drink than for just, like, a snack or...
Yeah, if you're handing me a bag of chips, else. Like, I don't
but
know
But you know
about
what?
That.
They don't even, like, make the drink. They give you one of those tiny little bottles, and then, you know...
You have to be the bartender.
Yeah, with the soda or whatever it is that you ordered.
That's true. I'm the one mixing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but don't you want to thank them for, you know, they're providing a service to you on a flight?
That's what I do. I say thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, on your way out.
When
you're getting off the plane.
Thank you,
guys. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to say not cool.
Why is that always so awkward when you're getting off and they just watch you come down the aisle? You're lugging all these bags, yelling at
you. They just stare at you the whole time, look you up and down.
It's so awkward.
And all the flight attendants, at least the female one, well, no, they're all just like, they look at me and they're just like licking their lips. And they're like, oh,
ew.
God, I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave. I'm like, dude, come
oh
on.
My God, I get
I'm not
that
a piece
too,
of meat.
From the females.
Yeah.
God, they're so thirsty.
Seriously.
Graham, do you want to throw in one more?
What do you guys think, cool or not, torpedo bats?
What's that?
What is this?
You guys haven't heard about the torpedo bats?
No.
Wait.
It's taking over baseball right now, you guys.
Is it because they shifted where the, like, the main part of the bat is?
Yeah, when you see these bats, Selena, because certain players, a handful of players, mainly on the Yankees, started using this new redesigned bat, and then they blasted, like, 12 home runs. And everyone's like, whoa, what are you doing there? And it turns out, just, you know, science, hello, and nobody's ever decided to look at the design of a wooden baseball bat before and think, maybe we could make this in a slightly different shape that might work better. And now
so
they've done that.
Different?
So it's wider in the middle, a little bit wider. Look, there's still requirements about size and shape of a bat in Major League Baseball. Can't be longer than 42 inches or something like that. It has to be made out of wood. Can't be thicker than 2.75 inches. I don't know. They have dimensions. It still has to meet. But they've changed the shape slightly so that the middle of the bat, the sweet spot where you hit the ball, is a little bit thicker. Now, out towards the very end of the bat is thinner because you don't want to hit the ball there. You want to hit it, you know, on the sweet spot of the bat. And they made that part a little bit bigger. And so the bat shape, it does look different. You look at it, you're like, something looks off about that bat. It's a different shape, but this has the potential to absolutely just change baseball, and everybody starts using these.
I feel like everyone either needs to use them or nobody needs to use them.
I think nobody needs to use
them. Some teams can't just...
They should stop.
Why not? Anybody has the option to use that kind of bat.
Yeah, but it should be the same for everyone. Oh.
Everybody uses a different...
Okay, if everybody has the option, then
everybody uses different bats.
I guess it would make baseball more entertaining.
More home runs?
Yeah.
Well, they started juicing the baseballs a few years ago to make that happen. And then we saw a lot more home runs. And turns
out it's still boring.
Viewership didn't really increase that much. They've been finding their ways. But isn't it like, I think it's cool, but also like, what the hell took 120 years for somebody to be like, hey, you know, there might be a better way to make this
I don't know why it
stick.
Still feels wrong. Yeah. It feels like cheating in a way. I'm going to go not cool. Even though it's not, I know it's not, but...
It seems like you're not supposed to. It's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, it seems wrong.
I'm going cool, although I don't like the way that they look. I like the traditional bat shape. Looks better to
me. I think make it thicker. Damn, bat, you hella thick.
But only in the middle.
Yeah,
not
just the way we like it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Cool or not, your students giving you a cold and it's open house tonight. So you don't even get to go home until maybe 7 if you're lucky. Cool or not, can't get a sub, gotta go to work and be there till 7 because of these kids. I'm going with not cool. Happy Wednesday, friends.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
It does sound awful, but talk to me when you're on your 3-month summer vacation and the rest of us are at work.
That's a good point.
But we're not talking about that.
I know, just kidding. I love you, teachers.
And they get a spring break.
Yeah, and a spring break and like
ski week.
And then like teacher work days. And I know you don't be working on those days. That's just an extra. That's a 3-day weekend.
We're just messing with you.
Hope you feel better.
Yes.
Good morning, JV Show. It's me, Stephosaurus, and
Little Miss Amada.
Where we wanted to say good morning and also ask for a special birthday shout out to my brother Weddle. He turns 30 today.
Yay.
And they are celebrating at Disney World. We love you, Weddle, and we hope you have the best birthday. We love you so much.
We love you. Mwah.
Happy birthday, Weddle. Birthday.
Hope that's a special kiss just for him.
Yeah, well, of course he's going to have a great birthday. He's already at Disney World.
I know. Must be
who
nice.
Who gives a fart?
All right, so what advice would you guys give this person? I'm going to read this little entry that I saw in that was submitted into an advice column online. Mm-hmm. He says, I lost my wife 14 years ago. We were married for 26 years. Our two children are now adults. I've since remarried and moved to another state. So he has a new wife. My children love and respect their stepmom. And now I have 5 step-grandchildren who I love and they love me as well. So my first wife's gravesite is in a small town where we used to live, about 90 miles away. So my question has to do with my final resting place. Do I request a burial with the mother of my children, my ex-wife, or at a place of my current wife's choosing, you know, near where we live now, ultimately to be buried next to her?
Ooh. That's a no-brainer.
Which one?
Next to the new wife, because otherwise that's the one that's alive and nagging you, right?
Yeah.
So if you made that choice now, you Jess, you find out your man, who you've been married to, wants to get buried next to his ex.
Oh, hell no.
You're not going to nag him all the way until up until the point you either murder him or he dies on his own suspicious natural causes. But like, are you kidding me, bro? That's a no-brainer.
But do you also consider the kids? Like, these are the kids. You guys were together 26 years.
Don't
this
care.
Is
Never
mom
heard
and dad.
Of them. They barely come around to visit.
Wow.
Because don't you want them, if they're visiting one gravesite, to just 2-in-1 visit both?
No. I don't, and think about that, and look, I don't believe in ghosts, but if you do, you're buried next to your ex, oh my God, you're never going to hear the end of it, of why your relationship failed. That ghost...
But I guess it depends on how it... Like, if it's your ex, but it's your ex because, like, they passed away and there was never any, like, bad beef there, then isn't that okay?
Tell that to the new wife.
I feel like there's been instances, maybe this is rare, I don't know, where, yeah, it is because some person passed away and, you know, the widow remarries, but that new wife or husband is always, like, very understanding that, you know, there's still love there. They were,
right,
they were just sick or whatever it was.
Yeah, you'll never replace that person. There's an understanding there.
Because what if you can
but
convince...
But you don't...
What if you can...
Come on. Those just guys convince, are smarter than that.
No, convince the new wife to get buried there too, and then the three of you.
Yeah.
3-for-1. You're buried all together.
It's like a three-way.
Say threesome? That sounds weird.
I don't know. I feel like it's a lose-lose either way. You just can't die at this point.
I don't think it's that big of a lose-lose, because who, you're worried about alienating your children, or you're worried about offending your dead
it
ex?
Just yeah, it just seems wrong. Like, when you were in that first marriage, maybe you guys, you know, promised each other this was going to happen, and you made this agreement, and, you know,
until you cheated on me and now I want to get buried next to you.
But we
no.
don't know that was
no,
the
thanks.
Case.
I'm just saying
it
what
sound like
but
it.
There are, you know,
it does
that
make
could
more
have been
sense,
one
though.
Of the scenarios.
Yeah, it does make more sense to just get buried next to the new wife.
The new wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be smart, bro. Be smart. This shouldn't
although
even...
if I was the old wife and I'm buried there, I'm haunting you. Because why aren't
yeah,
you
Yeah, I'd be
next
so
to me?
Mad.
Ghosts can't go 90 miles away or
yes,
whatever it
can.
Is across state lines, can they?
Can they? I thought
I
they
will.
Could.
What are they getting, a bus ticket?
You don't need one.
You just fly.
They yeah. just walk or fly.
Hitchhike. They hitchhike and they show up in random people's cars in their back seat.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not well versed in ghost travels.
Well, there you go.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Glenn Powell's mom might have let slip that Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell actually did date. Ooh. So remember when Sydney was
we
working
knew it.
On... Well, hold on, hold on. I thought they were just friends.
Sure, sure.
So remember when Sydney was working on the film Anyone But You and she was getting really close to Glenn because, you know, that was her co-star. Only problem is she had a boyfriend, Jonathan DeVito. So nobody knew if she was, like, cheating on him or if it was for publicity or what was going on. Well, apparently they're just... They're really close. So here's what Glenn's mom told the Daily Mail. Because, Graham, as you pointed out yesterday, they both went to Glenn's sister's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom said, they are definitely not together. We love Sydney. We've considered her just a really, really good friend. We all were together so much, and we haven't seen her in a long time. Glenn is so kind. He loves his friends, and Sydney is that a friend. And they've been friends for so long. They've known each other for so long, and they've both been single and together and with other people. So people are like, whoa, 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 what do you mean they've been single and together and with other people? Does that mean that they were together at one point?
Hmm.
Very interesting, right?
Interesting.
A little slip up there. I know.
What do you think?
I would believe it.
I think they were.
I think they were. And going forward, care to make a prediction whether or not they will date going forward or maybe already are?
Now I kind of feel like it's going to come out that they... I don't think they are now, but I think they will. Because there's also reports that he's been very supportive of her during this breakup with Jonathan.
Of course he is.
Everyone needs a shoulder to lean on. And
have
what
you
happened?
Seen his shoulders?
Smash
Man, they're ripped. And those abs, I mean, God, that guy, he's a good looking dude. I mean, I think there's something cooking there.
If not already. Yeah. I think maybe like
cooked.
This summer we'll see them
this
out.
This summer,
out and
Graham,
about.
What do you think?
Frolicking.
They're going to be.
You think they're already together?
I think they already are in the beginning stages of a relationship. They just don't want to come out and be like, oh, look, she just pulled off her wedding and already she's.
Right. They have to wait a while.
They have to wait.
It's a public perception thing.
By the holidays, that's so far.
I think they're already together.
There is a new Diddy accuser claiming that he was humiliated in front of Jay-Z, Beyonce, LeBron James, and randomly Gloria Estefan.
But why is Gloria catching a stray here?
I don't know. Why would she be at a freak-off? Somebody explain that to me.
I don't know. Maybe was it in Miami? She's a good Miami resident, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is in Miami. So this guy, Manzaro Joseph, who is, you know, he lives in Miami. He's suing Diddy for human trafficking, claiming that in April of 2015, he went to a birthday party for Diddy's son and he was humiliated.
He had to hook up with Gloria.
Diddy strapped to his face and paraded him around to humiliate him as punishment. For whatever reason, I'm not really sure, but he says that all these different celebs saw him there and then he was subjected to non-consensual
with Gloria.
Acts. Not with Gloria, but she was witness to this.
Got it.
By the way, all of these celebrity names who I've just named, all of their lawyers, attorneys, spokespersons, they've already issued statements saying, no, we have proof that so-and-so was nowhere near Miami or at any party at this time.
Okay.
And we'll provide these to the courts, like every single one of them.
I bet they're stressing.
But could you,
at this point,
maybe they weren't witness to it. Maybe, you know, because he had that thing, what was it, strapped onto his face? And maybe that was dangling over his eyes. And he couldn't quite make out who was there at the party.
I see
but
what
like
you
this,
were getting
again,
at.
This is a very oddly specific claim. Like, I don't think you just come out and say, like, look what happened to me.
I don't know. Some of these claims are just getting so ridiculous that I don't ever want to say I don't believe someone when they're alleging something so awful, but like some of these claims are getting kind of out there and you don't know what's true and what's not.
So was the 20 pallets of baby oil that he had
in
his house.
That's a good point.
That was a little out there, right?
That's a great point.
Wait a minute. Is that true? And it was true.
Yeah, that's why I believe anything now. I believe it all.
Me too.
That's a great point.
Totally.
Imagine having a... Oh,
yeah, that'd be awkward.
Awful.
Yeah.
Hopefully not a used one.
Oh. But then it probably did get you. Never mind. Moving forward.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right. If you hate public speaking for even a minute or two, imagine having to give a 25-hour long speech. That's exactly what New Jersey Senator Cory Booker did yesterday. Well, and the day before on the Senate floor. He began speaking on Monday evening, didn't finish until last night. Did you guys pop in and watch the live stream of this at
Some
all?
Of it.
A lot of people tuned in on YouTube to check out the stream of this because it was pretty legendary. 25 hours and 5 minutes set the record for the longest continuous Senate floor speech in the chamber's history. Booker's speech was in protest to the current actions of our presidential administration. He had a lot of time to cover a lot of topics. As you can remember, Booker railed for hours against cuts to Social Security offices and other government departments. Throughout the marathon speech, Booker, he got help from some of his colleagues who gave him a break from speaking to ask lengthy questions, which I think was welcomed.
Like, how long were the questions?
I don't know, but they were giving him some time to, like, rest a little bit, but there are strict rules. You cannot sit down. If you sit down, your speech is over. So he had to stand the entire time. He had his look like his staff take away the chair that was near there very early on, so there would be no temptation to sit down. So he stood the entire time. He also couldn't, like, stop to go to the bathroom and stuff like that.
Did he have a diaper on?
I didn't have a diaper on. Oh. He said he started fasting some days before that speech and stopped drinking fluids the night before. And throughout the speech, it seemed like he was battling some cramps and things and just had a few glasses of water throughout the way. But otherwise, 25 hours and 5 minutes, that dude.
Wow.
Dude's a legend.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I've always liked that guy.
And fasting and not having, so he went into this like,
He knew he wasn't just standing up to give a few remarks. Like, he knew he was going to give a marathon speech.
Insane.
Whether or not he knew he's going to make it, you know, past the record and, you know, into 25 hours, more than one day of standing up there
that's
speaking.
Crazy.
That's nuts. And he actually spoke about issues and topics and read letters from constituents the entire time. Whereas in the past, where politicians are attempting to filibuster a vote on something like that, they've resorted to reading excerpts from kids' books and reading the phone book
God.
And stuff like
Get
that, which
here.
The filibuster, then when it gets into that stuff, is so stupid that that's even a thing in actual government. But he actually spoke.
I love that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Before we get to What the Bleep, earlier this morning, we were talking about this guy who wrote into an advice column online and he was asking, you know, where am I supposed to be buried when I go next to my ex-wife? We were married 26 years. She passed away. Love her dearly. You know, we have kids together. Or do I get buried next to my current wife? I have five stepkids now who I also love dearly.
Morning, JV Show. I just wanted to comment on the whole grave thing. So my mom has actually been remarried for about like 16, 17 years. And she has her little burial plot right next to my dad. My dad passed away a really long time ago. And she's been remarried. And she says that when she passes away, she's going to go get buried where next to my dad, you know. And her current man is like, okay. You know, but if the tables were turned, oh, hell no.
That's a good point. See?
I mean, it can't be like two immature people. Someone has to be mature in a relationship, you know?
That's
a
good point.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, or let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
Have you guys ever opened up someone else's? I looked in my sister's once, and it felt so wrong. So wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd you see in there? Like, ooh, you should go see a doctor with what you saw.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very.
Should get that checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rash. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Leave it on the talkback, Mike. That's your only way to win a JV Show chug mug, right? We don't give them out anyway else, right?
No.
This is it.
Well, Friday, chug wheel.
Yeah, but
that's the only
time.
Come on. This is the easiest way
right here.
This
is the best way to do it. So leave us a talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Leave us your name and your city along with that guest so we can shout you out when you win. But you have to be the very first correct answer of the morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And this chug mug is yours. If you missed our clip of the day, here it is. Have you guys ever opened up someone else's... I looked in my sister's once, and it felt so wrong. Never again.
Not without consent.
No, I know. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Alameda. My guess for the bleep that word is dresser. Have a great day.
Dresser.
Yeah, you don't go snooping through there, or
no,
do you?
I don't.
Have you ever?
I feel like when you have a sister, that's part of life, right?
I mean, like, growing up, of course. Not now. I wouldn't go to her place and just open up her dresser. You know, does that make sense?
But you're not like looking for her like Playboy magazines that are hidden in there?
No, I'm not.
Just a dude thing.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Andriana from Concord, and our guest for the bleeped out word is email. Thank you.
Email.
That's a very popular guest this morning. Email. Ooh. Let's just say your sister's email's open on a computer or maybe a friend of yours. Are you going to take a quick scroll through it?
I mean, if the screen is already up and open, I mean, I'm looking. I'm not scrolling through and opening things up. But got like, it. How can you not look, you know?
Got it.
Hi, good morning, JB Cho. I think the bleeped out word is diary. Hope I win. I'm Norma from Oakland.
Diary is a great guess.
Girls still have diaries like that?
I think so.
Journals. I think journals, we call them journals as we get older.
Okay, but same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I found one, I'm going through that.
I feel like it'd be a good read.
Now, how can you not?
I mean, I remember when I found my sister's as a kid, and it was like, oh, yeah, she wrote down who she had a crush on. It was great. Ooh. She never heard the end of it from us. It was Carl.
All right. Carl. Okay. Hey, continue to get those guesses in. We're going to play more coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep. Someone going to be winning this chug mug. As always, you know how to play. You got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the new and approved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. Have you guys ever opened up someone else's I looked in my sister's once, and it felt so wrong. Yeah, it did a little bit.
Rose.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Alicia from Morgan Hill, and my guess is medicine cabinet.
That was a very, very popular guess this morning. Selena, are you a medicine cabinet snooper?
I'm not.
Would you feel violated if you found out somebody opened your medicine cabinet?
A little bit, but you're not going to find anything juicy in there. But like, I just, people that go snooping around on other people's stuff, like, yeah, you'd feel violated. Of course you would. Do you do that?
No, I'm just wondering. I guess on a lot of these guesses, I want to know, is it a violation? And so looking in someone's medicine cabinet.
I mean, there's worse things, but I'd be like, bro, like, what are you doing?
I feel like a lot of people do look, though.
I think so, too.
They do.
Good morning, Jamie Show. This is me, Julia, from Fairfield. I think the bleeped out word is mail. Bye. Have a good day.
Have a great day. Mail.
Mail.
You ever opened anybody else's mail?
No. Have you?
Never in your life? You've never come across something that's been addressed to someone else and you've opened it?
I guess my husband every once in a while, but like, I know what it is. It's bills.
You've never gotten something sent to your house addressed to somebody else?
No.
And you've never?
No.
Really?
Have you? You open up other people's packages?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Anything good?
Well, they're addressed to my address. What am I going to do? I'm like, I don't even look sometimes. Does every package that arrived to your house, you're like, let me inspect the label and make sure this is actually addressed to me before I open it. Sometimes you just open stuff. And then like one time I got a book and I was like, I didn't order this book. And then I look and it was addressed to my address, but somebody else's name. Like, now what do I do with it?
Did you read it?
No, it looked boring. Just threw it away.
Morning, guys. This is Joe from Hayward. And my guess for the bleeped out word is closet. Have a good day.
Closet.
Is that a violation? Somebody looks into your closet.
Not for siblings. I mean, I do that with my sisters.
Okay, but what about just somebody that's over to your house, not a non-sibling?
That would bother me.
It would?
Yeah.
What do you got in there?
Nothing, but it's like, what are you even doing going through somebody else's stuff?
Curiosity.
It would bother me.
This is Maria from San Jose and Christopher, too. We think the bleeped out word is purse.
There we go. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. Have you guys ever opened up someone else's purse? I looked in my sister's once and it felt so wrong.
Just my mom's.
You go through your mom's purse?
I've like gone in there.
Did it feel weird?
No, because it's just like, let me see what she has in here.
I wouldn't think twice about going through my mom's purse. I just feel like I always did growing up because I was always looking for gum or something.
That seems like okay for some reason.
Really? I wouldn't go through my mom's purse.
I've never gone through my wife's purse, though. Maybe I should.
That's where she hides all her secrets.
Dude, mate, what if? Yeah. Seriously. Okay, now quickly around the room, somebody going through your purse, is that a violation?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Although most of the time it's just lip gloss in there.
Yeah, what do you guys keep in there that's so secretive?
Gloss. I don't know. It just feels weird. It's just an off-limits thing.
It's a private area. Stay out. Yes. Do not enter without express written consent.
Yep.
All right, let's give some shout-outs. First and foremost, Maria and Christopher in San Jose. What's up, guys? What's up? Brand new JV Show Chug Mug. But since there's two of you, I will use a power tool and cut it in half so you can each get an equal portion. All right, a lot of people came with the correct answer to say, holy tidal wave of talkbacks today. I thought everyone was on spring break, Selena.
Yeah, right. Why are you guys up? What are you doing?
Everybody's up playing the game. Appreciate you guys. Danny B, what's up?
What's up?
He had the correct answer, but not quite fast enough. So did Rebecca in Concord. Kim and Tracy. Joseph in San Jose had it. Jewish in somewhere, Fairfield, she had it. Was it Jewish? Is that what I heard?
I'm not sure if
it was... I don't think that's his name, but it's a little muffled.
Yeah.
Did I just say her?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thought you said her name was Jules, and so I was like, Jules.
I couldn't tell what they were saying. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Jewish or Jules?
Yes.
That's what we're going with.
I think.
In Fairfield. And so sorry I said you were a female. You're male. Leslie in Belmont. Melissa in Redwood City had it. So did our buddy Dave in San Francisco. What's up, Dave? What's up? Amongst a few other people. Now, I just want to very quickly go through some of the other popular guesses. And you guys just tell me if it's a violation or not if somebody was to go into that item without your permission, your glove box.
Yes.
Why? What do you have in there?
Snacks.
A lot of times it's nothing to hide. It's just you don't go through other people's things.
Jess, you keep snacks in your glove box?
Yeah. Sometimes I have my emergency goldfish, candy.
I have snacks in mine for my kids.
Seriously?
Yeah. You don't keep emergency snacks for your kids?
I haven't opened my, outside of yesterday when I got pulled over. We're going to talk about that 805. I hadn't opened my glove box and I don't know. I never opened that thing.
Really? I keep napkins in there. I have straws.
What I should keep in there is my current registration. I didn't have that. What about your nightstand? Is that a violation? Somebody looks in there.
Yeah.
I think that one's way worse than a glove box or even a medicine cabinet. What about just your regular mailbox?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't go through unless you're going to pay my bills, don't go through them.
Somebody opens your mailbox and looks in? I don't care.
Like, why are you doing that, though? It's just so sus.
Whatever. Take a look in mine. I don't care. How about your refrigerator?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't judge
me. Don't go in there.
I mean, I prefer you didn't because mine's embarrassingly messy, but like, I don't care.
But
open
at the same
up the
time,
fridge.
You're right, Zim. If I have a guest over, they're welcome to anything. So I guess the fridge is a little more.
Again, I'm just going through some of the more popular guesses that came in this morning. And another popular one was phone. Opening up your phone and going through.
Hands off.
That's a violation.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right, next in the JV show.
What are you guys hiding in there?
A lot of stuff.
Okay, just checking.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Josh.
Hi, Josh. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, except for sitting in traffic on the Bay Bridge.
Oh, no. Yeah,
those damn metering lights.
I know. Hey, well, hopefully we can help you pass some of that time. You are going to be playing the JV Show. You have Nope Game. Jess, what is on the line today?
Ooh, this is a big one, you guys. A pair of Outside Lands 3-day general admission tickets. So, Josh, a lot of people are very jealous of you right now.
Yeah, Josh, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and you're going to Outside Lands, okay?
Sounds good. Let's go.
Question number 1. What term would you use to describe a male mermaid?
Merman?
Yeah. A merman.
That was easy.
How come merman, they don't get as much play as the mermaids, you know? Mermaids get all the shine.
Yeah. I don't know. Don't question it.
Mermaids.
That's what it is.
And merman. All right, question number 2. The New York Jets and the New York Giants both play their home games in what U.S. state?
New Jersey.
Yep.
Okay,
a little bit of a
Josh.
Trick question there.
You're on a roll. Here's question number 3. Spider-Man, the Hulk, Thor, and Iron Man are just a few of the comic book characters created by what iconic comic book writer?
Oh, that would be the great Stan Lee.
Yep.
You're correct. Stan Lee. All right. He's 3 for 3 already, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't even need this last question. Just for funsies and a little bit of educational lesson, I think, for a lot of people. According to the 22nd Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, a person can only be elected to hold the office of president for how many terms?
That would be 2 terms.
Yes.
Yeah.
2 and only 2.
That's it.
Good job, Josh.
And then you're done.
You just won a pair of Outside Lens 3-day general admission tickets. So you'll be checking out Doja Cat, Tyler, the Creator, Hozier, and many, many more.
Oh, that's going to be so fun. Josh, congratulations. Sorry you're stuck in traffic, but we appreciate you so much.
That made it so much better.
Yeah, Outside Lens going to be crazy. All right, hang on for those tickets. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
We do. I got one here that says, husband in your DMs, husband in your DMs. April 2nd is my wife of 9 years' birthday. She's a Bay Area native, and she's been listening to you guys for years and years, and her main birthday request was for me to reach out for a birthday shout-out. He says, who gives a fart, though?
Who gives a fart?
Her name is Rochelle Canoster, and it would mean the world if she heard her birthday shout-out on her favorite morning radio show, and maybe shout out her new gourmet mushroom farm, KH Mushrooms. He says, not psychedelic,
The
birthday shout out is way more important. Otherwise, she'll think I just forgot. So happy birthday to Rochelle.
Birthday.
Hope you have a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Send us some shrooms.
Yeah.
By the way, I love mushrooms. Another one here. Hey, Graham, another mom in your DMs. Please wish my son Jackson a very happy birthday. His birthday's today. He's the best son ever, and we love him so much. Love mom, dad, little sister Jade, and Penny. So happy birthday, Jackson.
Happy birthday.
That's a good point. Another one here. Hey, Graham, would you please greet my son a happy birthday? His name is Mateo, but we call him Macho. He's turning 6 today. He listens to you guys every morning on the way to school. Love Daddy, Mommy, and Micah. Thank you so much again. So happy birthday, Macho.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here. I guess I should have sent myself a DM. I should have slid into my own DMs to wish my older brother, Chris, a.k.a. Mr. Baby, a very, very happy birthday. It is his birthday today.
I love that you guys
today.
Call him that.
His name is Mr. Baby at my house. So happy birthday, Mr. Baby.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a great birthday, buddy.
Yes. Did you do a good who gives a fart?
Come on, the most
Graham,
important part.
Come on.
Who gives a fart?
There we go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just want to wish my son Ezekiel a very happy birthday and say hello to all my beautiful kids, Santana, Arlette, Giselle, Galilea, and Ezekiel. Thank you.
She's got more kids than you, Serena.
I know. I thought I had a gaggle.
Happy birthday, Ezekiel.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
People think Justin Bieber has a new never-before-seen tattoo for Hailey. By the way, I forgot to tell Jess to post this. Jess, can you post this?
I would love to see it.
On our Instagram story. It's on Justin's wrist. So, you know, all this week they've been shutting down marriage trouble rumors of people accusing Hailey of unfollowing Justin on Instagram. And then she was like, no, Instagram's just glitching. Yeah, right. Well, Justin was on live and people saw a tattoo on his wrist that they've never seen before. And they think it's a tattoo for Hailey Bieber. It's a small one. It just has the letter H and then the number. Number 22. I guess the number is a special number in the Bieber household because
that's the date that I was born, the 22nd of August.
Well, it's also their son's birthday, August 22nd. So 22.
Whoa,
there.
Really?
Yeah.
Me and baby Bieber have something in common?
Yes. Wow.
I knew it.
And then Haley's birthday is November 22nd. So
okay.
Maybe like the 22 is for that and then the H for Haley.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of any other explanation.
Well, given Justin Bieber's erratic behavior lately, it could stand for literally anything.
That's true.
That starts with the letter H. We don't know.
Speaking of Bieber, yesterday we talked about Kourtney Kardashian's son, Rain, clearing up rumors that Justin is not his real dad and that Scott Disick. Well, you know, the rumors are that Justin Bieber is Rain's dad and Scott Disick isn't. So he was clearing up those rumors that, you know, it's not true. By the way, if you missed that, here he is on live.
No, he's not. Bro, I swear, Justin Bieber's not my dad. Scotty is my dad. I think Justin Bieber was 16 when I got born. Yeah, I don't think my mom would do that.
Yeah,
I think,
I think I forgot, but we're going to get to Kourtney Kardashian. She's livid. But really quick, I think I forgot to mention that Rain does, in my opinion, look very similar to Justin Bieber. If you want to go,
if you haven't seen this live,
you can go to JB Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. But Kourtney Kardashian, she is furious that he said anything because she's been trying so hard to keep her kids, like the younger ones, away from you know, all the rumors and the things that people say about their family, especially this when, I mean, this could be really hurtful, saying that your dad isn't your real dad. And so she is pissed that Alabama Barker and her boyfriend allowed little Rain, who's 10 years old, to hop on Instagram Live and like read what people were saying.
Yeah, that's
how old is this kid?
He's 10.
Why does he look like he's 4?
He does look really young.
He does. He's a late bloomer. Leave him alone. He's
I'm 10. Just wondering, like, if you had to ask me, like, to guess how old he was, I'd...
Maybe it's the haircut.
Maybe not 4, maybe like 7.
No, I have a 7-year-old. He's growing a mustache already.
Do you see any Bieber resemblance, though? Because I do.
I see a little bit, yeah.
I mean, he does look like a young Justin Bieber. I'm
he
sorry.
Does. Oh, we got a poll there. I just voted 100% so far.
So that's JV Morning Show. All right, Graham, what do you have?
You guys, today, very, very exciting day. It's Battle of the Bay today, you guys. Woo-hoo! Who you got winning
Let's
this one?
Go!
Who you got?
The Giants.
Okay, Jess?
I mean, I'm a Giants fan, but let me go against Selena, the A's.
Okay, well, they're not playing the A's, dummy. Oh. What do you think? It's not it's
playing?
Not the San Francisco Giants versus the Las Vegas Sacramento A's, formerly of Oakland, like the traditional Battle of the Bay. This is being dubbed as Battle of the Bay 2.0. It's going to be the San Jose Giants versus the Oakland Ballers. The San Jose Giants are, of course, a single A minor league team affiliated with the San Francisco Giants. And the Oakland Ballers are an upstart team in the Pioneer Baseball League. I think this is just the Ballers' second season, that Pioneer Baseball League independent league. Well, since the A's left town, these two teams said, hold my beer, because they're going to continue this time-honored tradition of the Battle of the Bay. So today at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, they're going to play an exhibition game. They're calling, quote, a new chapter in the storied history of Bay Area baseball matchups. If you want to go, you can still get tickets at sjgiants.com. First pitch is tonight at 6 o'clock. Now, who do you got in the Battle of the Bay?
SJ the Giants.
Yeah, I think the San Jose Giants got this one. But it's anybody's game. But
exciting
the new
stuff.
Battle of the Bay 2.0 is today. You've been warned.
Are you excited for this, Graham?
I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's fun. Like, why not? I feel like there should be more.
There needs to be something.
Should be more of this. Create some rivalries. Yeah. I want to see both these teams talking smack about each other.
Ooh,
like,
I
let's
love
get
that
Battle of the Bay vibe going.
Hold
you know?
A press conference beforehand where they just start like brawling and fighting each other like they do in boxing.
They should do that.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show on a hump day.
Happy hump day.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hi, JV Show. This is Richard from Vallejo, first time talkback, long time listener. Want to share a story today. I was driving to lunch and put on a JV Show podcast and took the I-80 off ramp and saw an old 4Runner pull over by CHP, and I thought, hey, it could be Graham since he's one of the few people who still drives that car. Driving past, it was him. Want to say hi, but next time. You should have used the line, do you know who I am? I also want to wish my 8-year-old son Harrison good luck as we are running a 5K race together this weekend. Have a good one.
Good luck, you guys.
Good luck. And appreciate you leaving that talk back.
That is the funniest talk back I have ever heard. Graham! Pulled over by CHP.
Who gets recognized while they're getting pulled
that is
over?
So embarrassing.
Dang it. I was hoping nobody saw.
You are like one of three people who drive back.
I guess my car, old black 2001 Toyota 4Runner, is a bit distinguishable because, you know, there aren't that many of, well, there are still a fair number out on the road, but not as many. It's getting old. Well, I was driving home from work yesterday, and I just, went over the Bay Bridge, and then I was driving through Berkeley, and then a little bit past there, I see a Highway Patrol officer, CHP, and he's a couple lanes over from me, like in the slow lane, and I was in the fast lane. So immediately you're like, well, I should move over one lane because I know that they're going to buzz past and go around me in the fast lane. So I don't want to be the one, you know, that the Highway Patrol is right behind.
Right.
So I moved over one lane thinking I'm in a safe spot. He merged over and got right behind me. And I was like, okay, here we go. Now, I assumed that, you know, with all the technology we had today, that they just, their car automatically scanned your license plate and instantaneously gave you a result whether or not you should pull this person over or not, right? I thought we had license plate scanners and all that stuff was like super quick. Why then does he have to drive behind me for 7 minutes? You know, like, you just know, you're getting pulled over, right? when the highway patrol goes
follows you everywhere
and there's an open lane next to you that they could just blast past if they wanted to, when they drive behind you for all of 7 minutes, which feels like an hour and a half, just like, can you just pull me over already?
There's no worse feeling.
I know you're going to turn your lights on any second, and then that second doesn't come because minutes pass and we drive all the way practically to Richmond by the time he finally turns his lights on. I'm like, oh, dang it. And I knew it because, look, my car's check engine lights have been on for the better part of, I don't know, 3 years. And I can't pass smog.
God.
And in order to get my renew my registration, which I think was due in October, I need to pass smog because it's my year to get a smog test. And I can't pass smog because it's an instant fail if you have your check engine lights on. And look, my car needs a couple things. And I've been debating back and forth. Do I pay to fix these things? My car
Driving around with no registration. You've been riding dirty this whole time.
I've been riding semi-dirty because I paid the registration, but it's an incomplete registration until your smog check thing goes through, until you've passed smog. Right? So I at least did my part. I paid it on time.
That's slightly better, yeah.
So he pulls over. Okay, well, first of all, when you're driving on Highway 80 in a lot of places, like, there's a big concrete barrier along the side. Where do you pull over? I don't know. And then you get nervous that they think you're leading them on some chase because I'm like, I'm just going to go to the next exit. Well, the next exit isn't for 2 miles. So this dude's probably like, could you just hurry up and pull over already? But I didn't know. What is the answer there?
So what did you do?
I took the next exit, and I pulled over off the next exit. And I did ask him later, like, where would you have pulled over? He's like, well, wherever it was safe to do so. I'm like, but not back there, right? There's nowhere to stop. Plus, when you get pulled over on the highway, everybody's looking at you. Everybody.
Yes.
Thousands of cars are looking, judging. I want to get off the highway. So pull over, and look, the inside of my car is a mess right now. Just a disaster. And I'm immediately, that's what I'm thinking about, because as he's walking up, I'm like, he's going to see the banana peel from the banana I just ate. That's sitting on the seat, on the floorboard next to me, and all the trash that my kids have left in there. I'm like, here comes some more judgment. You know, this guy's going to be looking in there like. So he walks up. Nice guy. Look, he was a nice guy. He's like, what's the deal with your registration? And I was like, here's the thing. And I launch into the story about, I don't care about that story. You know, you can tell, like.
Yeah, they never care.
Heard them all. Give me your license, your registration, your insurance. Okay. Tell me why. Am I the only one that when you go to get your license, your registration and stuff, my hand is shaking. Like, there's something, you know, like, there's something about getting pulled over. Like, either I'm, like, so nervous. I'm, like, reaching to the glove box. I'm like, this guy must think I'm, like, an addict or something because my hands are, like, shaking as I'm reaching over to pull this up. Of course, I don't have the current registration because it's not, you know, there.
Because you don't have it, yeah.
I don't even know if I gave him a current
insurance
card because I thought they just scanned the thing and they just knew if your car had insurance or not. I don't know, whatever. So I gave him all my stuff. He went back and running. Comes back. Look, just the fix it ticket. You know, he's like, you got to get this taken care of. You're supposed to have put some red stickers on your car that lets officers know that you're in the process of getting whatever the thing is fixed.
That's a thing?
I was like, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that.
So he's like, yeah, you print out these things and you put them up and then you'll not get pulled over, but you need to get
That's really good information for people.
In the next 60 days. I didn't quite I've never seen that. I don't know what that means, but there's something you do there. The other thing I was worried about him discovering in the car, because, you know, we had a sexpert in, and I have a big bag of adult toys in the way back of the car that I haven't unloaded since that day.
God.
And I was, can you imagine the search or something? If he was like, step out of the car, I want to take a look around in there, and he finds a big bag of those in the back.
You would have been arrested on the spot. Like, this guy's a sicko.
Maybe that's why my hands were shaking the entire time.
Did part of you hope that he would have recognized you and be like, Graham, I listen to you every morning.
What's
you know
up?
What, buddy? Just go ahead. Get it fixed. Talk to you later.
I mean, you're thinking, how do I work this into the conversation? Yeah. But you can't. You just can't. But it would have helped if the guy that just left the talk back had he just said, hey, pulled over and honked. And then that guy could have been like, who was that? And I'm like, one of my listeners, you know, he's just one of the people that listens to the show. I didn't catch this officer's name. I looked at my fix-it ticket today, and he didn't write his name on there, so I would have given him a shout-out. Well, I don't know why I'd shout him out. He gave me a fix-it ticket.
But that's not that bad.
But it could have been the other ticket. And he didn't write me also a fix-it ticket for having a cracked windshield.
My
windshield
God.
Has a really big crack in it.
At that point,
he
probably just felt bad. He's like, I'm going to just help this guy out.
This poor bastard.
You know,
get out of here.
I can't even judge you, Graham. I recently paid my car registration.
Uh-huh.
And it was so late that I had to pay for 2 years. Selena,
so
that's
you
worse.
Were riding dirty even longer than me.
Yeah, I was.
He came back. When he came back, he's like, no, you haven't paid your registration. I was like, I don't want to argue with you, but yes, I did. And he's like, well, in our system, it says you haven't. I'm like, I will pull up the email receipt from the DMV. I paid the registration.
Maybe he's talking about for the it's following just, year, because no, that's coming up, maybe?
I mean, I guess it's so far past. Now, he's, right. I think he said in their system, it might, because it's not complete, it might just be marked incomplete. And I can't see that I at Got least it. Did. I did part of my job. I paid it, but
well,
I didn't.
Fix it ticket. Get it fixed, Grant.
Now I actually have to get it fixed. Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Wild 94.9. Now, Graham, we were just talking to you about how you have not been able to pay your dang registration.
Yeah, I can't pass smog. My car has all these check engine lights on. And yesterday I got pulled over because my registration was expired. I knew it was going to happen. Now I got to actually try to figure out how to pass smog.
Graham, just get a crooked smog. Send me a DM. I got you.
Okay, now we're talking. All right, yes. Please reach out to me if you've got a shady deal. I'll take it.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, crooked smog.
Oh. Hey, this message is for Graham. I've been driving a 2007 Subaru, and I got the same issues where it doesn't want to pass smog because of the check engine light. So I went to Amazon, and I bought a OBD scanner, and I was able to reset the OBD. And check engine light went away, enough time to get me a smog, and I'm in the clear. I do that every 2 years. You're welcome, Graham. All right, guys, have a good one.
I'm wow. interested. I'm more interested in the crooked smog. That sounds,
yeah, that sounds like a better story.
Like cooler.
Please
but,
do that.
Yeah, okay, OBD scanner. I'm interested.
Uh-huh. Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Winter Creek. Hey, Graham, don't feel bad. I shake, too, when I get pulled over. And you could have kind of said, oh, this is going to be a good story for the radio tomorrow. Anyway, life hack. So undo your battery, unhook it, and then put it back. Turn your car on. Your check engine light should be off. And an hour later, it should still be off. And you can go to the smog place and take it. And you should be able to pass smog with flying colors.
Oh, does that work?
Now, here's the thing about unhooking the battery and that last scanner thing. As I understood it, that doesn't work because you're in when they hook it up at the smog place, your engine will have not completed a full cycle. And that requires you driving on the highway, driving through neighborhoods and getting a certain number of miles and different speeds and stuff logged in to create to do a full cycle, whatever that is, at which point my light will come back on again and then I'll fail again. So I heard you fail.
Yeah.
If your light's off, but your engine hasn't gone through a full cycle, I heard you still fail that way.
Because
like they know that trick, you know.
Yeah, I think go with the crooked smog. That's
yeah, I'm going to get me one of those.
You were also talking about getting pulled over. You were on 80.
I was on 80 and I was like, where am I supposed to pull over? There's a big concrete wall right there and there's not much shoulder there. So I waited like 2.5 miles to get to the next exit.
Slow speed change.
A slow speed chase, I think he thought was what was happening.
Hey, Graham. I just wanted to let you know that when you are on the freeway and you have nowhere to pull over, but you're being pulled over by a cop, what you should do is put your hazards on to let them know that you're acknowledging them and that you are going to pull over.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Next time, put my hazards
on.
I was too busy listening to a podcast on the iHeartRadio app and like, I don't know. He could have been shouting at me through that thing the whole time, but I had headphones in. So I was like, I don't know. I can't hear you, bro.
I thought you were supposed to drive with headphones.
Yeah, what is wrong?
My car doesn't have, how am I supposed to?
What if he would have wrote you up for that?
Well, I took him out before he, when he stopped, but I didn't want to reach up and take him up while he was behind me because you know he was watching me because he drove behind me for 7 minutes. I'm like, God, this guy's going to bust me on something.
My biggest fear is not realizing I'm getting pulled over and still just driving because I'm, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm not aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, you're too busy scrolling.
How I should.
Right. I think you can wear, legally, you can wear one headphone, right?
But for some reason, Graham, I'm picturing you with headphones like the
your
ones
studio
you
headphones.
Wear in here.
No. I use my Pixel earbuds. And they have a detection thing, I think, where it turns off or mutes your thing if it detects a siren.
Oh, fancy. Yeah, I think you can have one. All right. Thank you for everyone who left a talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the JV Show. We hope you're having a good morning. So should celebrities have to disclose to fans that they are on weight loss medication? A photographer recently asked this to Sean T, who is a fitness mogul. He's a celebrity fitness trainer. Here's his response.
I don't think so. And it'd be different if they're promoting a product,
But if they're walking through their life and they don't want to tell you what they're doing and they lost weight, but they're not promoting a fitness product, I don't think that they need to. People are allowed to live their life in the way that they live.
Graham, should celebrities have to tell their followings, hey, I am using this product and it's helped me lose this much weight?
I don't think you have to come out and publicly say it once you are doing it, but I think you should have to be truthful if somebody says, wow, you've lost 20 pounds in the last 3 months. How'd you do it? And then they say, well, diet and exercise, and I've been working out with a trainer and blah, blah, blah. I think there it should be mentioned because I think you're lying if you don't say it then.
And I think
that I agree with.
They shouldn't paint the false picture that they did everything at the gym, because I know some of them will use the medication, but then they'll post like every single day at the gym, making it seem like that's the how they're losing it.
Yeah, it's so funny. The same day this trainer was like, yeah, you know, I don't think it's fair to say that Lizzo is on weight loss meds or Megan Trainor is on weight loss meds. I've trained both of them. They kill it in the gym. The very next day, Megan Trainor is like, hey, I've been using this medication.
And like most of us know, right? When you see such a dramatic weight loss
so fast
in a short period of time, it's really, really hard to do that with diet and exercise alone.
I don't think somebody should have to say something if they don't want to. I mean, obviously things should be kept personal if it's their choice is what I'm trying to say, but I would like to see some transparency. I think it's very helpful as a fan or somebody who's, you know, follows you on Instagram. Same thing with plastic surgery. You don't have to.
Right.
But I would like some transparency.
And you don't have to tell the truth when answering a question about this, but sure would be nice if you were truthful about it, because when eventually it comes out and you admit it, because they all do at some point, I don't know why they suddenly are like, you know what, I am comfortable talking about it now. Then we all know that you were lying about it earlier.
And I feel like it's, I don't even understand why lie. If I just don't feel like it's a big deal. Like everybody is on it or doing something.
I think the reason the fitness trainer wants people to lie though, is because he wants all of us to think that, he's such a good trainer that look at all of the weight these celebrities
have. By the way, I forgot to mention at the end, he said, by the way, buy my VHS tapes.
Right. I think gyms, I think other weight loss products, of which there are millions of them being hawked on social media, I think all those, everybody should be terrified in that industry, because weight loss medications are coming for your, you know. Here is a much better tool to losing weight than what you were offering. And those industries, I think, are going to take a big hit.
Yeah, I think it is. But if you have to remember at the same time, you still want to build tone, build muscle, look toned. Like only a gym is going to do that.
Correct. But you know what I mean? What is people's track record on going to the gym regularly?
Not great.
It's not good. Not great. Even though this was going to be the year. Remember you made that New Year's resolution?
Oh, yeah. About that?
No, nobody's been doing it. So that's the thing. And people can still achieve results without it.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right. The Pennsylvania woman. Listen to this story, you guys. She is desperately searching for a jacket that she recently donated to charity. Not because it's like some sweet, cool, vintage jacket that she didn't want to actually donate. It's because in the pocket of it is a $2.5 million winning lottery ticket.
Are you joking?
She's 76 years old. Her name is Mildred. And poor old Mildred, she was absolutely over the moon excited when she realized she had matched all the numbers in one of the Pennsylvania Cash 5 lottery drawings or something. And she won $2.5 million. Now, when she went to go cash that ticket in, she couldn't find it anywhere. And that's when it dawned on her, oh no, that ticket was in the pocket of a jacket that I just donated down there at her local Goodwill.
Oh.
Now this ticket expires on May 8th. Oh, and she is now issuing a plea to the public. Anybody, if you've come across this jacket, please return the ticket to me. She's not gotten any word yet, at least that I have seen, that anybody has come forward. And the charity donation place, a Goodwill or whatever place it was, is very little help, because she says that the company told her they don't know where their donations go. They're not sold there at that local store. They can get shipped off to all different corners of the globe as part of her
donation. That is like worst case scenario.
So that jacket may be on somebody in another country right now, for all we know, as part of a donation, or it may be on a container ship somewhere. We don't know, or it could be in her local area. There's no way of tracking it. Let's just say you bought this jacket at the Goodwill or whatever thrift store or whatever that she donated it to. Would you return it if you reached into the pocket and found a winning lottery ticket in it, would you bring it back?
Hell no.
No. You can have the jacket back, but I'm going to say that the pockets were empty.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I'm keeping the ticket.
And then what Finders happens when keepers. You go turn in a ticket for $2.5 million? Like, aren't people going to...
Oh.
There's going to be some scrutiny on the person that comes
care.
Forward
I'll
with
be
this
laughing
ticket.
To the bank. I don't care.
I'll just say, I didn't know you were missing a jacket with a lottery ticket. I didn't see that on the news. I just happened to find the ticket.
I'm not coming forward with the jacket at all. I'm saying I found this ticket on the ground.
Right. Oh, that's an even better excuse. That way they won't know it was that one.
But doesn't it still belong to her?
Yeah. And she's 77 years old. And her name is Mildred.
No, that's exactly why she doesn't even need this money. Sorry, you don't need it. What are you going to do with it?
She's got 1-2 years left. Maybe tops.
What? That's max.
You guys are heartless.
I've got an entire life.
She would
life
just leave it to
live.
Her cats. Come on.
I'm only 27 and a half. I got an entire life to use that $2.5 million.
You're right. Mildred can have the jacket back at least.
That's fine. I think you have to return it.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
We're about to talk about Maury Povich. Don't ask me why. This is just what's trending and it's on every blog. Okay, so we're talking about Maury. Okay. He has a new podcast called On Par with Maury Povich.
Oh, he's got a podcast. I'm shocked that he's decided to get into the podcast.
So the very first episode has been released. It's him and his wife, Connie. And I guess they were doing like a fill in the blank type of situation. And here's a clip.
I feel sexiest when?
You or me?
You.
I feel sexiest on Sundays.
So he is implying here that Sundays in the Povich house is reserved for sexy time.
Oh.
I feel sexiest on Sundays.
Never on Sunday.
Yeah. Not in our house.
Oh.
It's always been. Everybody says, can we play golf on Sunday? Nope. Sunday's with Connie.
I am so disgusted.
Connie, did you look up how old Maury is?
I didn't. I just,
I'm going to need an answer on that.
Hella, that's all I got.
He's just hella old. Yeah. And this is still
86 years old and they're still doing it?
Good for them. Good for them.
Oh my God.
Sundays, you want to watch football and have a drink or go play golf, Maury? Him and Connie are.
I think good for Connie that your man is turning down everything else, you know, to hang out with to you do still. That with you.
Isn't that the Lord's Day? I thought you were supposed to go to church on Sundays.
You can do both.
Yeah, after church, they celebrate by...
When's the last time, because you guys are religious members of the JV show, the last time you guys went to church on a Sunday?
Oh, no.
It might have been 2 years ago on Easter.
It might have been.
2 years ago?
It might have been.
You and Sky Daddy are going to have a couple things to talk about there at the pearly gates, because I don't know if you're getting through.
Definitely.
But I talk to
Easter.
Him on a regular basis.
What, like by text or on WhatsApp?
You guys FaceTime.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Totally cool.
What's up, Sky Daddy?
Not gonna lie, Kylie Kelsey had her baby.
Oh, NGL.
Yeah, so she and Jason Kelsey welcomes another little baby into their family. Finley and Kelsey was born on Sunday.
Okay. How many kids they got?
That is four kids now. They're all girls. He's a girl dad.
Okay. And they all look exactly like
they
Jason.
They all look like him, minus the beard. It's the weirdest thing.
And you say that like it's a bad thing.
It's just
attacking the looks of young women. What's the newest one's name?
Finley, or Finn, I guess for short.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah,
that's what we think about that.
At least it's a more regular
name. If you do want to see, I guess she made a little cameo on their latest podcast episode, The New Heights, because you know they film from separate locations. And Jason's like, "Hey, you want to meet your new niece? Here she is." And so she's on the podcast, and Travis sees her for the first time. If anybody gives a fart, let's just move on to Graham. What do you have?
All right, if you haven't made it up to Tahoe to hit the slopes yet this season to go skiing or snowboarding, good news, because the snow continues to fall. We got some whiteout conditions in some areas over the past few days as these storms have been rolling through here and then delivering some very, I'd say, needed much late season snow to the Tahoe area. Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort said they've recorded nearly 100 inches of snowfall within the month of March. That's a lot of snow for March. 100 inches. Sierra Tahoe Ski Resort said they've gotten more than 20 inches of snow on their peaks within just the last 24 hours. In total, they're saying the Lake Tahoe ski season has gotten 362 inches of snowfall. That ended up being a pretty darn good year because the Central Sierra Snow Lab they're the ones that always tell us, like, oh, the snow numbers, we didn't get enough, or it's going to be a bad drought because we didn't get enough snow. They say we're at 103% of the median snowfall to date right now. So that's good news for our California drought-stricken water system. We've had, like, three good winters in a row. I don't know about snowfall rates, but rain totals?
Don't you?
Yeah.
Three in a row? That's, like, unheard of.
I feel like
of.
It's too much. Well, like, ease back, bro. I get it's good, but
yeah, now you're
not a fan of the rain.
Selena just incited a decade-long drought following this. So there's that. Did you guys see, tragically, the story about the 7-year-old girl that was hit by a falling boulder at a Tahoe ski resort?
So sad.
I did check. Really, really sad story. This happened at Diamond Peak Ski Resort this past weekend.
Oh, no.
I did check because the family had posted a GoFundMe, and I think it had raised almost close to $60,000 when I checked earlier this morning. So appreciate people donating to that. Very, very sad story.
So
little 7-year-old girl from the Reno area. Just freak accident where a boulder fell.
Yeah. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wednesdays, we do something called our Cool or Not list. We throw some things out and we ask, is that cool or not? Graham.
Yeah.
What do you have?
What do you guys think, cool or not, women working out in tube tops?
Ooh.
I say this because, look, I had about a 2-year layoff of going to the gym, and gym fashion has changed a lot in the last 2 years, and I'm constantly surprised and amazed sometimes at what ladies' gym fashion has become. It's become very revealing. Now, I don't even know if I'm using the proper term to describe what this young woman was wearing yesterday at the gym, because a tube top to me seems like bigger. This was like just one strap right around.
Oh, like a bandeau or whatever they're called.
I'm asking you because I have no idea what that's called.
I think it would still be considered a tube top, though.
Yeah.
There wasn't much tube to it. Let's put it that way. It was a very thin band, and that was it.
I think cute, but not cool for the gym. It just sounds dangerous. Like, things could pop out.
If it's tight enough, though, I don't think they would pop off.
But, like, is this where gym attire is going?
It is.
Yeah, that is what I've seen.
Really?
Not just in the gym, but also on TikTok, like people sharing their gym outfit of the day.
I keep getting ads. I don't know why. It's not like I'm out here buying gym clothes or anything. I work out in
You work out in what you wear to work and what you wear to bed.
Yeah, but I have my nighttime ones and my gym ones, but right. they just happen to look the same. Anyways, I've been getting served ads for Khloe Kardashian's new collection with Fabletics. And one of the pants is, like, from her Cheeky collection. And they're, like, sheer. So you can see, like, whatever thong or, you know, whatever is being worn underneath.
How do you guys feel about that? Cool or not?
No, not cool. Usually you like to do, like, a squat test. And you want to make sure that you're not seeing through your leggings so that you can squat in them.
So when you buy a new pair of leggings, some woman before you has done a bunch of sweaty squats in them?
Well, I didn't want to think about that, but thanks, Graham. Now I am.
I didn't know that was the...
I don't like try on leggings, though, so no.
I order them online, but if I... Oh, yeah, I don't really try.
Nobody tries on leggings. You just buy them.
But don't you want to know if they are see-through or not?
I guess I have tried some workout pants on before, like at Marshall's.
And you squatted in them and got all sweaty and then put them back?
And then just hung them back on the rack?
Well, you're not doing a full workout. You're just doing
I don't know.
One
I sweat
squat.
After one.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. Squats are hard. A couple of those and yeah. So it's a real swamp down there. All right. So I guess we're going cool. I mean, I'm fine with it, but I just didn't.
I'm going not cool. It sounds dangerous.
I'm going to say cool.
Anytime I ever wear a tube top, I have to keep on pulling it up so it doesn't just roll all the way down.
Right.
So I'm going not cool.
I'm here for it.
Cool or not. Saturday is the TikTok sale deadline.
Whoa, how come we haven't heard anything about this?
I don't know.
I forgot.
April 5th.
Oh, we really swept this thing under the rug.
That's the deadline for TikTok's parent company to either sell the company or face a ban here in the United States.
Well, isn't that convenient? We're just hey, we're going to do some tariffs and stuff and get everybody mad about some other stuff. And meanwhile, we'll just forget about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Except that the Supreme Court ruled that federal ban was supposed to be upheld. So... do we not care what they say anymore? We shouldn't.
Saturday seems so sudden.
What's gonna happen? Wait, I'm not ready for this.
It might be gone again.
How has there been no headline about that this week?
I don't know.
Shouldn't this be on people's radars?
Yes,
and do you think something happens, or do you think they just do another executive order or something? Oh, we'll give you another 90 days.
I think so.
There's going to be something else, right?
That wouldn't shock me. But I do wonder why it's not being talked about more. I didn't realize it was the Saturday until yesterday. And even this morning, it's hard to find headlines about it. You really have to like search for it.
We should start posting about it. Be the ones to remind
everybody.
Yeah,
we'll break the news.
Yeah, we'll break the news to everyone. TikTok's going away on Sunday.
Jess, what would you do?
I'm not ready.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.